Zadanie trzecie.
1.
Mr. Morrison, do you have a minute?
Certainly, Jenny. What's the problem?
I was thinking about studying abroad after graduation.
Oh, that's a great idea. I'm sure you won't have any problems getting into any program you want.
Well, you see, I've already begun collecting the required application documents, and I need a letter from my teacher about my level of Spanish. Do you think I could get one from you?
Of course. I'll be happy to prepare it for you. When's the deadline?
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Mr. Morrison, do you have a minute?
Certainly, Jenny. What's the problem?
I was thinking about studying abroad after graduation.
Oh, that's a great idea. I'm sure you won't have any problems getting into any program you want.
Well, you see, I've already begun collecting the required application documents, and I need a letter from my teacher about my level of Spanish. Do you think I could get one from you?
Of course. I'll be happy to prepare it for you. When's the deadline?
Two.
People often jump into my taxi and then look blank when I ask them where they want to go. Some of them even get out without a word and leave their luggage or handbags behind. Last Sunday, a young woman got in, and I asked her where she wanted to go. She checked on her smartphone and gave me the address. I asked twice to make sure. When we finally arrived at the destination, she said it was the wrong place. I said, "That's where you wanted to go," and I told her how much the fare was. She laughed in my face and got out of the taxi. I called the police and ran after her. I can't give free rides, you know.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
People often jump into my taxi and then look blank when I ask them where they want to go. Some of them even get out without a word and leave their luggage or handbags behind. Last Sunday, a young woman got in, and I asked her where she wanted to go. She checked on her smartphone and gave me the address. I asked twice to make sure. When we finally arrived at the destination, she said it was the wrong place. I said, "That's where you wanted to go," and I told her how much the fare was. She laughed in my face and got out of the taxi. I called the police and ran after her. I can't give free rides, you know.
Three.
Mr. Palmer, you created the first British TV advertisement more than 60 years ago. What was the ad for?
It was a toothpaste commercial. We wanted to show it was fresh and icy, so we put it in a block of ice.
Was the ad difficult to make?
Not really, but we had one small problem. The studio lights were so hot that the ice started to melt when we were filming. To solve the problem, we decided to use a transparent plastic block instead. The viewers weren't able to tell the difference, and we could work for as long as we needed.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Mr. Palmer, you created the first British TV advertisement more than 60 years ago. What was the ad for?
It was a toothpaste commercial. We wanted to show it was fresh and icy, so we put it in a block of ice.
Was the ad difficult to make?
Not really, but we had one small problem. The studio lights were so hot that the ice started to melt when we were filming. To solve the problem, we decided to use a transparent plastic block instead. The viewers weren't able to tell the difference, and we could work for as long as we needed.
4.
A 20-year-old woman witnessed a robbery at a fast food restaurant in New Orleans. At the time, she was waiting for an interview to get a job there. According to the statement from the police, the suspect grabbed some money from the open cash register and ran towards the door. The restaurant manager tried to block the exit, but the thief got out. And that's when the woman went into action. She caught the robber outside and held him until the police arrived. The manager was so impressed that he hired the brave young woman at once.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
A 20-year-old woman witnessed a robbery at a fast food restaurant in New Orleans. At the time, she was waiting for an interview to get a job there. According to the statement from the police, the suspect grabbed some money from the open cash register and ran towards the door. The restaurant manager tried to block the exit, but the thief got out. And that's when the woman went into action. She caught the robber outside and held him until the police arrived. The manager was so impressed that he hired the brave young woman at once.
Five.
I'm sorry I'm late. I had to help my sister with her birthday party menu.
That's okay. I've been watching the kitchen staff. They're so busy. Just like in the cooking shows on TV. And I've also looked at the menu. The lobster with fried rice sounds delicious.
I'm not having seafood again.
Well, there are lots of other options to choose from. Why don't we both try something new tonight?
Okay. How about grilled lamb with fried mushrooms?
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
I'm sorry I'm late. I had to help my sister with her birthday party menu.
That's okay. I've been watching the kitchen staff. They're so busy. Just like in the cooking shows on TV. And I've also looked at the menu. The lobster with fried rice sounds delicious.
I'm not having seafood again.
Well, there are lots of other options to choose from. Why don't we both try something new tonight?
Okay, how about grilled lamb with fried mushrooms?
Six.
This summer, the stage of the Theatre Royal in Glasgow will be transformed for 5 nights into an ice rink, where a team of 26 famous skaters will perform Sleeping Beauty on Ice. The company is famous for combining classical music with breathtaking choreography and romantic storylines. It will take 14 tons of ice and 140 hours of hard work to make the ice rink ready for the show. This spectacular theatrical experience will certainly be a treat for audiences of all ages.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
This summer, the stage of the Theatre Royal in Glasgow will be transformed for 5 nights into an ice rink, where a team of 26 famous skaters will perform Sleeping Beauty on Ice. The company is famous for combining classical music with breathtaking choreography and romantic storylines. It will take 14 tons of ice and 140 hours of hard work to make the ice rink ready for the show. This spectacular theatrical experience will certainly be a treat for audiences of all ages.